Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. We are broadcasting out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America. This is the 1,458th episode. The telephone number to listen into the program is 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. And please press #1 to talk to the host. To listen on the internet, please type in www.blogtalkradio.com. That is www.blogtalkradio.com and or type in Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. That is P-E-R-I-P-H-E-R-A-L, space, Visions, V-I-S-I-O-N-S, by A-N-T-O-N-I-A, space, B-A-T-T-S. Again, it is Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts, P-E-R-I-P-H. E-R-A-L, space, Visions, V-I-S-I-O-N-S, by B-Y, Antonia, A-N-T-O-N-I-A, Batts, B-A-T-T-S. Select either live shows or titles at the title bar, and you can listen to review previous shows and... With that being said, tonight's show is titled End of an Era, Coronavirus / COVID-19 for the year 2021. So, what really had started it anyway? And how is it predicted to end? At least, the COVID-19 end is nearby thanks to the efforts of both separate and combined forces. Also, the economy in the United States, what may be predictable and may not be predictable? Why are the perks to get the people back to work available? Can we trust those promised incentives? Do some people still feel that they have a fear of the vaccines in the workplace through contamination? Can we still help other countries who are suffering along with us with this pandemic as they transcend out, of course? Plus, sex trafficking and with or without the pandemic being involved. Protect your children, yourself, and your community. Well, there are events because now that the pandemic is over, we have to look forward to a lot of outings that we've really got an opportunity to unfortunately miss. So the new normal is restored and people are happily relieved or are they? By the way, will we still receive the next stimulus check this summer for survival, as previously mentioned, which was a couple of months ago? But first, will that depend on the economy's restoration? Again, good evening, everyone. I hope you don't mind if I start out focusing on something other than was previously mentioned and start with gun violence across this nation here in the United States. It isn't that the damaging violence or any type of violence of any type should not be addressed beside gun issues, but please bear with me if I start, because where I'm suggesting, where I started first, is for a reason. Well, guns, guns, and more guns. Here in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of the United States, there has been a consistent increase of gun violence this year alone. Already approximately 254 victims whose lives were claimed in the city throughout the city alone, almost daily. They have been the numbers consistently increasing because there is not just the sentiment of the people who care about other people here, but the people who don't care about other people in various areas throughout the different metropolitan cities. In this United States of America, I'm speaking of mostly, not exclusively though. The top 10 places to have that to happen have been announced, and normally they're consistent. Say, for example, there's Chicago, there's Los Angeles, of course, there's Philadelphia, New York, you know, of course, being metropolitan, and more. But lately, there has been an issue resolving the matter of the use of gun carrying dirt bike and ATV drivers driving throughout the city. And you say, well, how did you go from guns to these people who are on dirt bikes and ATVs? Well, lately, as I mentioned again, there have been some who have been carrying guns and have been known to ride up to a car and shoot in it. There's only a guess that it may be drug-related. There's only a guess they're just erratic, mentally ill-driven people, and so forth and so on. Of course, with them bobbing and weaving throughout traffic or making illegal turns that'll come up on the side of another vehicle or endanger other pedestrians, they have a tendency to be, speaking of the ATV drivers and the dirt bike drivers, a tendency to make themselves reckless and irresponsible. But it only goes to show you this is the way of today's, not exclusively, but mostly young adults. This is what they consider fun. That's a negative legacy, everyone. Wouldn't you like to see the people in your family be able to be praised for doing something other than things like that? Everybody is not college-driven. But has anyone set an example to let them know where they're going wrong and why they should not actually kill other people or put them in harm's way by way of gun violence and those ATVs in a very odd and precarious way? So the motorists, with them bobbing and weaving, as I mentioned, throughout the different traffic of, you know, different cars, trucks, and God knows whatever else, they definitely have to be held accountable. But I will tell you what we do to resolve some of the issues here in Philadelphia what services we might make available besides, unfortunately, leaning on the backs of the police, the people who are within the force who try to do their job. Because it isn't easy to carry a weapon and shoot, but they seem to find a way to manage to do so. Well, just the other evening, I would like to tell you a brief story about a 21-year-old Hispanic young fella who has a year-old baby. He was shot in the face multiple times here in the city of Philadelphia while he was in the process of bobbing and weaving with a borrowed ATV. He wasn't involved with having possession of a gun, but as a result, his family, of course, they're grieving because it's a shame that with him being taken by surprise and the murderer have not yet been traced throughout this whole scheme of things. This is just one of many examples. And even prior to that, there was one other young man shown on a video about to make a turn, and there was an SUV driver who accidentally cut him off and even had gotten out of his vehicle to come to his aid because he had fallen onto the street. The young man erratically got up and retrieved a cinder block, a large brick cinder block, to bludgeon the side of the driver of the SUV as he scrambled to get back into his car. And in the process of doing so, it was something that wasn't deliberately done from the way it appeared on the video that was presented. What is it, I ask, that bring out the anger in persons who seem to take the advantage of people with weapons? Weapons not only being guns, but the dirt bikes, they could actually hurt people in the process of them bobbing and weaving while their idea of entertainment is to have the lighted panels to captivate the audience that they have standing outside looking at them. One young man said on the news that this is a culture. Well, I will have to say that he could call it a culture because they like to get out there and watch the, people perform whatever little feats they do, driving in and out and around and through people. But I would have never, ever thought someone would try to truthfully tell us some BS about that being considered a culture when it's really a way that can hurt other people and they are aware of it. So why do we sit there and allow them to say stuff like this is a culture, knowing that that does not have anything to do with culture? It's because some people, they say what they can get away with. And because they do that, I will say that it's hard to respect and to embrace people within your community that sit there and try to feed you a bunch of lies about this being a cultural event. If they say that, well, this is what this particular generation of people, don't fall for it. Because common sense will tell you this is not a generational thing, and it's just some people's way of entertaining themselves because they know that they can have the advantage to make sure that that could be a cover-up as to what their real intentions are. To endanger people's lives in a way that we are not accustomed to seems very, very irresponsible. Not only that, but I would never, ever tell someone, why don't we go watch a parade of dirt bike riders while they put other people in jeopardy. So according to city council, they're going to make it illegal to perform those types of tricks or whatever you want to call it, riding that way, and definitely the issue of gun use in and out and between and betwixt other people. That's definitely a no-no. Even if it's just to display it and let other people see what type of things they do when they try to consider that a form of entertainment. We're supposed to try to teach our children, well, how to behave in a civilized manner. So they're trying to resolve another place within the city to ride, to make available for people to ride if they choose to do so. Well, that won't completely eliminate all of the problems. But what I will say that it can do is at least move the danger from the general public possibly to another location. That don't mean that if they're going to relocate all of these activities to another location, that people won't still get out there and resort to gun violence or whatever type of violence they do when they start to get roused up from having their version of fun. I ask you, what do you do about making your particular information that you would like to include on how you would like to resolve matters that put, truthfully, the public at a helpless standstill? Well, here in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, we have something called a prototype. A prototype of a group called Townwatch Integrated Services at 10th and Spring Garden Street. And in the process, I would think that they will offer good reception to anybody who would like to give in their opinion how we can circumvent this whole matter so no one will be at danger anymore. The police department, they're not all bad. Some of them try to reach out and seriously ask even persons who commit some of these unfortunate crimes, how can they help resolve it? So that way they don't have to go through investigating and putting people in jail for things that can even wind up becoming murderous. So if you ever manage to Google the Townwatch Integrated Services of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you may be able to find a way to have someone to make suggestions. But you can make a difference and restore your peace of mind by creating a Town Watch group. Start with your city hall operations. Here it is 311. Whatever it may be in your town may be different, but get involved. So speaking of violence, do you know that there was a Delta Airlines flight pilot who had to make an announcement to the passengers to subdue an unruly off-duty flight attendant? Isn't that amazing? Well, anyway, he did receive assistance from a few passengers to help make the situation at hand be subdued so that this particular person was not allowed to endanger all of these people flying in the sky. This is not like when it's on the ground and you're involved with maybe cars or what have you. This is something that can be an issue that can wipe out the whole passenger and crew of any particular airline if you allow these people to get up there and decide this is a good time for them to perform in a very erratic way. Even though in the past year it was said to have heard of at least about 1,600 unruly offensive passengers who had to be subdued and kicked off of the airlines, virtually left in another city, it was this is the worst month for it, the way it appears that these people are just actually acting as if they don't have to be held accountable for the lives of other people who, say, for example, are in the cabin of an airplane up in the air. Suppose that air all of a sudden loses altitude because of something puncturing the side of the cabin wall. It can hurt people on the ground, which has been known to hurt people on the ground, and definitely the people who are up in the air. Maybe they'll be flying over a body of water, which will lead to their demise. It's a shame when we have times and days that we have to make announcements to ask for, and I quote, strong men to come to the area to subdue a physically violent passenger. Who would have ever thought it would get to that point? Someone would wait until they get all the way into the high altitude of the atmosphere and become violent while flying in the air, which will cause the death, as I mentioned, of the entire bulk of the passengers if the airplane crashed. Even though most of the assailants who would do something foolish like that were men, there was a recorded video of a woman attacking a male passenger. That isn't typical, but it only goes to show you the direction, the mindset that we are dealing with these days and times. Some people were actually arrested when the plane had been prematurely landed in another city. Some, they were just sent on their way to, you know, actually find a way to get back to where they came from or continue to go on where they're planning on going to from that point. There is a term called anger management that we all have to remember. And that term means that is a very bad time to put people in danger in the skies as well as on the ground. I quote. As of this year also, and last year, the year 2020 to the year of 2021, which lasted a little more than a year, there have been a few different theories of the origin of COVID-19, you know, coronavirus, pandemic, and when it had evolved or where it had evolved from first. It was supposed to be evolved from Wuhan, China. That was a place where the coronavirus had been notably coming from a wet market in Wuhan. A wet market, for those who are not familiar, is like a public outdoor venue where they sell various food items, you know, produce, meat, you name it, wares, you know, people produce different clothing, wear, et cetera. And in the process of it being announced that that's where it came from, well, there's no guarantee that Wuhan, according to some systems, have actually said, wait a minute, it may have not been Wuhan. The information had went from Wuhan, possibly to Italy, possibly the other places of like the bat caves, the gate caves in the wilderness that the bats fly out of. you know, multitudes of bats you may see that are airborne. But the most legitimate and logical one that was presented by Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, and the World Health Organization through other researchers beside him had concluded there's a stronger possibility it came from a laboratory. One guess was, well, a laboratory of what type? Obviously a research laboratory for medical purposes. And the juices of the Wuhan or maybe even others, different structures of the not the Wuhan, but the actual bats, that is, or the actual bats may have came from some other source and wound up being transmitted by way of one particular person who died. And with the drippings of all of this occurring, however they notably mentioned it, it may have even came to the wet market. You know, there's no 100% accurate answer, but there are quite a few theories that are logical and throughout the different cities overseas in here, and before it arrived even here in the United States, it had affected us greatly to the point where we have about 600,000 people here in the United States and millions in other countries, especially because of their lack of medical receptacles and other things, PPE equipment that had caused the deaths of millions of people across the world, if I'm not mistaken, more than 4 million. So, President Joe Biden here in the United States had predicted that there will be more coronaviruses in the future. It had been said that he allowed the release of millions of vaccines, you know, the different vials of the medicine, to be sent to, for example, one place that they're dying in massive amounts right now, India, and possibly to other countries. Especially in South America, because that's like right below the United States. And as people come up and they cross the border, you'd be surprised at the number of people who could be unrecorded carrying that particular disease that had rampantly taken lives over just one point, however many years, this year and last year. It was said that about when several million people had lost their lives in the process, there had been an evolution of other diseases that had evolved. And the other disease at this present time was supposed to have possibly started in the United States, the United Kingdom. And they have to be concerned about a new variant, what they call a Delta variant, coming into the United States. And if it comes here, I guarantee you it's coming other places. And that's an evolution after just having had taken the vaccine from the previous noted COVID-19. There had been a need for not just PPE equipment, like gowns, gloves, you name it, sanitizers, things of that nature, for medical workers first and foremost, and then the other workers who are receptive to what their needs are to be a person that get out there and work in the field of all types of things, people who have to transport bodies for disposal, bodies that will never be claimed by people who know who these people are that have to truthfully become victim to this constantly evolving COVID-19 disease. There have been times when they had shown you pictures of people in India just trying to gasp their last air because oxygen tanks were not available. So if they have that going on over there, believe me, it's in a town nearby, anywhere else, all over the world, that probably have a need for it too. We can't be selfish with these items if we have them available, everyone. I say that mostly because if you don't help other persons, of course, well, they say, you know, take care of home first, but still consistently help other persons, it will continue to evolve. At this point, you know, they're happy to record 45% of the people are getting what they need. But 45% still isn't 100%, everyone. But I think they're shooting for a higher, much higher number of percentile persons who can survive all this, obviously. Because, obviously, the more you eliminate the vaccine amongst the various groups of people out here, the better chance that this whole world will survive. Back in the year of 1918, when there was a pandemic similar to this, eventually, besides the fact that they didn't have as sophisticated a medical situation that could help to heal this matter back when it was coronavirus, whatever number it was, during the Spanish type of whatever they call it. But what they did do, they eventually found out, after being consistent with whatever medical practices that they could eventually have a resolution by just letting it fade away, learning to keep social distancing going, and things of that nature. So I'm not trying to preach, as they say, preach to the choir, but I will say, it's not just an issue of compassion and passion that should help you participate, spread the word. And I can understand, but some young adults, they say, especially millennials, as according to some sources, and teenagers, that are very hard to get through to about the importance of this. Some may say that they're afraid that they may become sterile. And if they plan to have a family later in life, you know, that's obviously something they want to avoid. But they don't have any actual evidence, because even though it has been only a few months in the making about how that vaccine have been of some help, it has been considered safe for women bearing babies. And that should be an incentive if they seem to have a healthy delivery. Some of the mothers who have had babies, as maybe a particular measuring stick, so to speak, to say that there's a possibility that you can survive it and survive it well. It's better than not doing anything and getting out there and finding out the vaccine can work and you or your loved ones have passed away. I have a relative, and she works in a corporation, not me, by no means, but she works in a corporation, and she said that she had considered herself an anti-vaxxer. Now, this is a woman who has definitely been known to have great responsibilities in this corporation, but after having had gone through what she said, she said it was like 1,000 times worse than anything that she's ever had. In other words, if you've had the flu, I know what it's like to suffer from the flu a good while ago, very long time ago. And I guarantee you, if this is what she says is comparable to what that was, all I have to say is that would be a wake-up call for me not to only to get myself, but my younger people in my family, you know, like your kids, you know, even though they may hear from their peers that they can survive it because they're younger and they're stronger. You can't get so strong when you're laid on a bed and dealing with matters like that that are overtaking your body and telling your and your body's telling you that you could spread it to another relative. I heard of situations where a relative spread it to another relative after having the older relative to think that, well, I've got through it. The younger person, they may get through it too. Come to find out that the younger person just definitely did not, become as immune to it because they are stronger. But it doesn't hurt to ask more experts as to how they would like to suggest taking the vaccine when it's, they know that it will at least be the cause of hoping to decrease the numbers, and they can also take it with the intention of taking the first dose, because some people just try to encourage people, take the first dose, even if you don't think you would like to take the full dose, and get your own self-opinion as to how you're feeling. Some people say, well, there have been people who have been affected. They have blood clots. Did you see the low percentage of blood clots that were the result of all of this going on? It was like about, if I'm not mistaken, 6 people out of already thousands upon thousands of people. And it wasn't 100% traced to the fact, to the possibility of the vaccine causing that, or because actually, if I'm not mistaken, it was supposedly assumed that Johnson & Johnson may have a connection with that. But people get all types of things that affect them and then find out that the relationship is not necessarily consistently from one person to another the way they thought. It's just something that just so happened to happen. And I really appeal to you, for those who think that they would like to have it done. Well, I saw where a woman, she had a little girl, and with the child she was saying that she will try it out in about a year. But meanwhile, she will wear her mask, and she still would use her sanitizer. I said, okay, well, that's a start. And as time goes on, and she may not want to wait a full year, she may actually come upon maybe a matter of a few months and say she's content with the way that the vaccine has been reacting with people that she had seen or know of. So at least consider it, everybody. Consider that the life you may save for yourself. I'm not saying pounce upon the idea, but gradually do your own little self-research for your own self and do some soul-searching and save your own life and the life of another person, a young person that could possibly be your small child. You hate to look in their face when you say to yourself, I wish I would have done it. In other words, taken the vaccine. But with that being said, I'd say that meanwhile, considering that it is the new normal, as they call it, and people are getting to the opportunity to have their lifestyle restored, well, you have to consider the funds that it take for us to survive. It seems as if they have a negligence of some people to want to go back to work. And they say that they neglect doing so because they need to be able to do something other than just support taxes and have a little money in their pocket. But there is a but to that. There are some incentives and there are some bonuses that are being given out to different countries for people to come back to work. People have been offered thousands of dollars to come back to work. Well, if you can turn around and do the math, it may work to your advantage, depending on how you would like to look at the healthy opportunities that can be available to you. And some of them, the people who were hoping to be expected to come back to work, well, they said that they were scared of possibly capturing the lingering effects of COVID-19. And sometimes they also said that the vaccine would make them sick, and they're concerned about that, of course, as we just recently discussed. And still, on the other hand, they have to deal with the pros and cons because they still have to support themselves and or their family. Some people say just take precautions when you go back to work. Protect yourself in the process of doing what you're doing. But it seems as if the president's administration of the United States, they gave a huge donation to the school systems and child care and the military. Some people think that the military donation is disproportional, but hopefully if it is performed, that they will be responsible as to what donations they give, but at least think of the essential workers and all of the other workers out there, you know, who need to first be about their self first and continue to work hand in hand with them. Government employees who are on a higher echelon, who understand that we have to do that in order to concern ourselves about the concerns they have about going back, paying into the tax system that will help everybody else as definitely as well as themselves to continue on. After all, we do have to rely on our countries to be able to help us get forward and help our children to be fed and ourselves to be fed and everything else that you have the right to be entitled to. Well, if you don't have enough people to support the decreasing funds that are coming in, then keep in mind, you don't get the opportunity to go for it. Because after all, we were looking forward to, if I'm not mistaken, another stimulus this coming possibly August or in the early fall, which has not been recorded yet or addressed. And the only way to do that is make your contribution, because keep in mind, you will still get your stimulus if you play your hands right while making a decent earning living wage and or increase. So please keep that in mind. But meanwhile, I just wanted to say that it is the new normal where people, if they get restored and relieved by having to receive funds and having the opportunity to work diligently for the right type of funds, it'll take a special way to enjoy your life if you can get the opportunity to enjoy it as a result by being safe. And there will be places like on the public buses and trains and things of that nature that will require you to have a mask. But they're shooting for nationally and probably internationally the use of 100% opportunities to go out in the public and not have to wear it, provided you don't have to wear it on transportation and in other forms. And if you work together, things could resolve themselves. By the way, I would like to say, addressing the corporations and other jobs, learn how to have respect, a healthy respect, or at least teach your managers and supervisors and upper management and middle management, executives, the respect for the average person who wants to work. Because after all, if you want to give incentives, you don't turn around and just make them feel as though they owe you. They are working so that they can get a reasonable amount of respectful wages to continue forward with life. And I will say here in the United States that what we receive now for a minimum wage, some people think we have it very well here. But if you do the math, a lot of people who do have to pay for themselves to be taken care of or their family members, it's not as nice as you think it is, especially with things like regentrification going on. With that being said, I hope you considered that new Delta variant, which is newly arriving on the scene from the UK, supposedly, and had been over here, received over here, unfortunately, it needs to be considered a priority because we don't need to have a rehash of the nightmare that we all across the world had received, especially not receiving medical attention because of their lack of income. Because there was enough stuff to go around in order to resolve some of this stuff. So it was said, and it not had been properly distributed, even in the process of them people trying to save themselves and their families anywhere. So let's be a little bit more considerate, everyone, and let's make this thing work and everything to go into a better year to come. We don't want to hear about the year 2022 having any other variants to evolve. Well, God bless you. And with that being said, we're going to have the call to salvation. We would love to hear the call to salvation to be presented. And thank you very much, everybody.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We bless and thank God for our information guru, Sister Antonia Batt, and just all of the information, the instruction, and the wisdom that God uses her to bring forth to us. Amen. And as she said in her speaking this evening, one of the things she spoke about was as the world returns back to, I guess, the new normal, because there's some things we didn't used to have to do before that we have to worry about now. But as the world returns to the new normal, I dare you out there to return back to Christ, amen, to return back into a personal relationship with God, amen. I dare you to just accept the gift that he gave for us and to each and every one of us, amen, and that gift was his own life through his son, Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but can have everlasting life. As we worry about what the new norm is going to look like, I dare you to walk into it with Jesus Christ by your side and in a personal relationship with God. Because if you do, the word of God tells us that he orders the steps of a righteous man. And it's not hard to get into that relationship. You just have to accept him for who he is, who he says he is, what he's done, what he's doing, and what he says he has already done for you. And that is gave his life. So you can accept it by simply just repeating these words after me. You say, Father God, I accept the gift of your son, Jesus. I ask him to come into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. I ask him to begin to make me new in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you say that prayer, then just tell somebody. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning Bible study, prayer service. You can just call somebody on the phone and say, hey, I gave my life to Christ this evening. Or you can go tell somebody that might be in the house with you, hey, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But however you choose to do it according to God's word, once you make that confession out of your mouth, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening. 9 p.m. hour right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We will be broadcasting another episode of Let's Talk About It with host Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Island, Mother Janice Hudson, and myself, Pastor Toy Daly. We would love to have you all come and sit at the table and be a part with us. Amen. Also, great news on what God has been doing. Purpose Kingdom Network is now also PKN Radio. That's right. God has blessed that we are able through internet radio to broadcast the love of God, the power of God, the saving knowledge of Christ through gospel music 24 hours a day. You can find us at www.pknradio.com. which is our webpage. There's a player on that page. You can also locate us on Alexa. Go onto your Alexa device and just say, Alexa, enable PKN Radio, and then just say, Alexa, play PKN Radio. Not only do we have gospel music, but we also do rebroadcasts of the shows that you may have missed the night before. So tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., you can re-catch this episode of Peripheral Vision on PKN Radio, and then you can join us back here at 9 p.m. for Let's Talk About It. Look at God, a double bubble of blessing in God's Word. We thank and praise God for all that He's doing and has done. Sister Antonia, wonderful words this evening. Your ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Toy Daly. That is the producer of PKN, and a person who has captured my heart because of her dedication, her sincerity, and her love for the Word of God to make sure it reach people so that they know that there is hope out there. And hope is a very important thing. You know, there has been, if I'm not mistaken, a record number of people in some region of approximately, if I'm not mistaken, 15,000 people additionally who started to embrace God and go to church and things of that nature. I mean, if you have a devastating issue like COVID-19, for example, to impact people, to make themselves understand that if they felt as though that they had hope back then, they wouldn't have lost some of the dear ones to their heart, a lot of these people. I don't even understand how some of them can have a straight face when they said, I lost my parents. I lost my child. I almost lost my own life in the process of not asking God to come within their heart and pray because they want to see nothing but good come from all of this. I will pray for someone I've never met because you know why? That's a human being. And prayer does help a lot of things contrary to what anybody thinks. You don't have to be considered religious, but know what it's like to embrace not only God, but all the good that can become a prayer within your heart. And yes, I would love to tune in tomorrow to the program because these three females, they get together and they brainstorm and they welcome you to see what's available out here in the real world as well as within your home. They teach you a respect for your children because these days, you know, some of your children, I don't understand why they think that you haven't been where they have, why they should not learn how to exercise respect. Because when it comes to the very end of the whole scheme of things, when it comes to living with and without your family or the persons that love you, you may be an orphan. Somebody loves you. Like Patti LaBelle used to sing, somebody loves you, baby, according to the song. And as a result, respect is due to, well, they used to say a dog is a saying, but due to anybody, especially if they're willing to share what respect can bring you. Respect can help your parents cooperate with your newfound situation, with a mate you can take on. Respect can help you to raise your children and hope that their rebellious spirit can turn around and take a turn backwards so that you all can harmoniously learn to love each other. I'm not saying be a fool for anybody else, but learn the art of respect for each other. Respect can earn you a meal. You may think that you're not going to eat tomorrow. If you just say thank you and humble yourself unto the Lord, that type of respect can make people understand that you do appreciate what they do and what you bring and what they can bring. Respect goes a long way. And respect for God's love can turn around and take this COVID thing and make it exit the back door, the same door it came in. You just don't know. I've seen people who felt as though that if they exercise what corporate America will bring in, into the table, which a lot of times, unfortunately, it brings such a negative spirit amongst us until they feel as though the name of the game is to exercise aggression. It does not hurt to be a little assertive, but to be aggressive towards people who can be of help to you. Learn a little respect for them. Maybe they will be the person that will be glad to participate on helping you through some things. I hope you learn from it for the reason, not because it only benefits me when you act accordingly to God's will, but it will help many of us to cooperate and understand why some things are done for the right reasons. Now, you have to be careful because there's a lot of people out there who will manipulate in the name of trying to hurt you or myself. But you have to understand you better use the good sense that God gave you, because if you don't, let's just say everything does not turn out peaches and cream. In other words, you do not have the opportunity to look forward to all the goodness that God had brought to you. I will definitely listen to the show tomorrow because it seems as though that these women can also learn how to learn issues that will help them and who can definitely share those issues because they're willing to listen to other people for the right reasons. And by the way, speaking of listening, government people, people in the hierarchy, in the political scheme of things, hopefully there will be a willingness for people to go back to work with all safety issues considered so they can learn how to earn money for the purpose of getting ahead, not to create more inflation so that we can definitely say, well, what am I coming back to work for? You're still giving us minimum wage to the point there's no incentives. We got to give people incentives to work and stop pretending we're not sneaking disproportional pay in on them, mistreating them. I've heard going to a city council meeting, I've heard of a way that there have been people who were mistreated, for example, in the fast food industry. One of the lowest paying industries, it appears, out there amongst others. And when they're mistreated, they do not seem to want to come to your corporations to work. Give them the respect that they're due. And you'd be surprised who can hopefully make things work. And don't try to think if you feed them pennies that you're going to get that great productivity and quality workmanship. Work with them, respect them, and please, the issue of gun control, keep in mind, the police department, most of them, not to say I know everybody, they're doing their job. Support these people because No one wants to step outside of their door to go to work only to find out there's a bullet waiting for them and or their child they're taking to child care. With that being said, I say God bless you. Thank you very much, Pastor Toy Deli and listening audience. And keep in mind, this stuff is serious. God bless you and good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.